It's another cool April afternoon across eastern New York and western New England, and this will likely end up being the 10th day in a row with a below normal average daily temperature. I will point out that on Sunday it was in the 60s, Albany hit 67, so the high temperature was above normal, but the low temperature was cold enough that the daily average temperature was still 1 degree below normal. And looking ahead, I'm not seeing a huge change to the weather pattern, and that means we're looking at generally below average temperatures right through the weekend into next week, and that pattern may hold on right into early May. That doesn't mean that there aren't going to be a couple of milder days, and we should have a milder day on Saturday, but by and large, temperatures look to remain cooler than average for at least the foreseeable future. We're seeing a band of clouds lift from south to north today. It has been brightest across the north. It has been cloudier this afternoon across the south. And out of that deck of clouds, there have been a couple of spotty rain and snow showers, but it's nothing of any significance. Coming up tonight, those clouds will continue to lift from south to north. And we're going to see some rain break out, especially from the capital region on south, and it may end up being cool enough in the higher elevations for some wet snow. And as we move into the day tomorrow, that storm will continue to bring us damp weather. It looks like it won't make it all the way to the north, so it's a storm that will be another miss for the Plattsburgh and Burlington area. But the farther south you go, the better the rain chances will be. There's also the chance for some of that rain to be snow across the higher terrain. So plan for a damp day tomorrow with areas of rain and drizzle. It is going to be cool as well. Again, the exception on that is across the far north, where it's still going to be cool, but we should manage to totally miss out on the rain and snow. And then on Saturday, we should be able to actually sneak in a nice day with some sunshine, which will feel fantastic, especially with temperatures that should be up around or a bit over 60 degrees. So that's going to be the day to do some things outside and spend time outside, because by Sunday, we're likely to see more wet weather. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, increasing clouds, a chance of light rain and snow late at night, especially away from the Canadian border, a low of 26 to 34. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers away from the Canadian border, clouds giving way to sunny breaks near and along the border, highs in the 40s to low 50s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, mostly cloudy with rain developing, possible snow in the higher elevations, lows in the 30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with areas of rain and drizzle, cool and raw with highs in the 40s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy with rain developing, a low of 35 to 40. Tomorrow, cloudy with periods of rain and drizzle, cool and raw with highs in the 40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy with rain developing, lows in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, cloudy with periods of rain and drizzle, cool and raw with highs in the 40s. Region-wide on Saturday, a mix of clouds and sun and warmer, highs in the 50s to low 60s. Sunday, cloudy with rain likely and possible mountain snow with highs in the 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.